Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
You may know that Justin Bieber was discovered on YouTube by Usher. And in a similar kind of way, my next guest was discovered on YouTube by the Christian singer Toby Mac. Jamie Grace was signed to his record label and went on to release a number one song on the US Christian charts, Hold Me. She was nominated for a Grammy Award this year and won the New Artist of the Year at the Dove Awards. It's been quite a ride, but it wasn't all blue skies. At the age of 11, Jamie was diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome and had a big confidence problem. It has been a mountain to climb to choose show business of all businesses, and especially to trust God along the way. Jamie Grace is now age 20 and is touring America while studying children's ministry. So I'm so glad that she joins us now from the United States. Jamie, welcome to Open House.
Thank you so much for having me. I love talking to people from Australia.
Great stuff. It's a great treat to have you on. I must ask straight up, does it bother you to be compared to Justin Bieber? Do you get that much?
You know, now I don't really know much of his music, but his older stuff. I actually used to watch him on YouTube back in the day. And he and I were a part of a group on YouTube called Young Tubers United. It was a kids group of kids that did YouTube videos. We never met in person, but we were involved in some of the same projects 6 or 7 years ago. So it's no problem to me. I remember saying it a while ago, and someone was like, "No, you're not." But now I think people might think that it might be a little more like him.
Yeah, you were uploading covers and original music on YouTube for quite a few years before you were discovered by Toby Mac.
Yeah, I would do I would make my own version of some of my favorite songs. Like I did one of Testify to Love by Avalon. My sister and I did a lot of Audio Adrenaline songs, and I even did some DC Talk and some Toby Mac songs, and those are kind of the ones that I think caught Toby's eye when he was just kind of like, wow, this kid knows my songs. That's weird. And then he saw that I wrote my own stuff, and so eventually I would start putting up original songs, but the first few years I didn't really know how to write songs, and so I would just sing everyone else's.
Were you doing it just for yourself, or were you aiming at something in doing that?
It was one of those things where I was ultimately just doing it because it was fun, and it was. I did want to make a career out of it, but I remember at one point, 3-4 years down the road, and no career has come out of it, there came a time where I was just like, God, if you have me singing for 1 million people, or if you have me singing for 5 people, I just want to use this gift that you gave me. I was kind of doing it to get to do it as a job, but it was one of those things where if my videos only got 100 views on it, and if 50 of those were my mom, I was okay with it because I was like, I just want to make people smile and I just want to make a difference.
It's a great way to start and a level-headed way to approach such a dizzying career, which took off when Toby Mac contacted you. Tell me what that moment was like.
Well, I was sleeping, so I was mad. I was sleeping, and then it was about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and my phone went off, and it said, it was like a message on Twitter, and it said, hey, this is Toby Mac, and I like to talk about music or something like that. And I was just kind of like really mad about it because I was like, who was waking me up at this time? And then when I saw it, I was like, my friends are so mean to play a joke on me like this.
Yes, yes.
And then when I realized it was him, I was like, oh, my gosh, I just went crazy. My very first concert as a little girl was DC Talk, which is Toby's old band. And so I was just freaking out because it was just really cool. And then about a week later, my mom and I went and we met with him in Nashville, Tennessee. And life has really changed since then, but it's been exciting.
Yeah. How old were you then, Jamie?
I think I was 18. I'm 20 now. 17 or 18, I forget. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yep. So your music career and life just accelerated, took off from there.
Yeah, it was crazy, I went from, I played a lot of concerts all throughout high school and all throughout college, and my sister and I both, and we'd play shows, and sometimes, 400 people would be there, and it'd be, our dad's a pastor, so we'd play at the church, and it'd be really good times, but sometimes, you play a show and 5 people were there, and 2 of them were your parents. Like, legit, that's what some of our concerts looked like. It'd be 3 people that we didn't know, and it got discouraging. But now, it's not that I'm, famous now or anything, but now it's just a huge blessing it's just a blessing to get to do this all the time. And even if 1 million people don't show up, even if 5 people do show up, it's so important just to do it for those people anyway. But life has definitely changed.
I'm sure that's going to keep you grounded. But then, pretty soon, you had this number one hit on the charts.
Yeah, that when they told me that, I can't even talk about it. When they told me that Hold Me went number one, you know, like when you cry, you feel like in your shoulders and you kind of feel it in your chest a little bit, at least for me, because I cry a lot. But like, I feel it like all over my body that I'm about to start crying. Well, I felt all of those feelings, but like no tears came out because I was just so overwhelmed. Like I did not know what to do.
Yes.
I was just so drained and in a good way, but it was just, it just blew me away. I was just like, why? It's just, why would God let me do this, you know? But yeah, I definitely screamed a little bit. Me and my sister screamed together.
Tell us what's behind that song, Hold Me, Jamie.
Hold Me is a very funny song to me because of when I think about when I wrote it. So I don't know exactly if you guys have like a lot of Bible college. I think you guys have a lot of Bible colleges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there's a thing, you'll have to tell me if this is true or not, because I don't want all the Australian, like, 20-somethings to think I'm, like, a loser for saying this. So I don't want you guys to think I'm lame before I even come visit.
That's
so
right.
Is it true that, like, you might know this, maybe about my senior year that most everybody is, like, engaged? Is that kind of, like, a stigma there?
Yeah, that happens in a few areas. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's how a lot of the Bible colleges are in Georgia, yeah, or in America. It's kind of like a thing, and it's nothing wrong with it. My sister got married at 20, my parents got married at 22, and my parents have been married for like 100 years, and they're still going strong. So it's a wonderful thing, but it's not going to happen for everyone, you know,
no,
at that age. And so my sister was about to get married, and I was just going through this phase where I was just praying and asking God, you know, why he hadn't sent me someone that I was going to be happy with. You know, my big sister, my best friend is getting married and moving on, and I'm not. And so I was just going through this, the insecurity of a 18 or 19-year-old girl that's just saying, God, I need you to hold me. I need some comfort. I need some security. So we have this kind of, like, fad that went through with, like, the Snuggies, which are, like, the blankets with sleeves.
Yes.
And all my friends picked on me because I was, like, obsessed with my Snuggie. But I wanted to, like, write a song about how I was feeling, you know, just feeling left out and feeling alone and stuff. So I wrote a song to my Snuggie that says, I love the way you hold me. And basically that song is the song Hold Me. But the song only had, like, a verse and a chorus. And I was praying. I was like, God, I'm trying to prove to everybody that I can write a love song. I'm trying to prove to everybody that I'm mature and that I'm grown up, but you won't let me finish this song. And then I remember, like, God saying, well, the reason why you can't finish this song is because you don't need a boyfriend right now. You don't need a cool blanket. You don't need the coolest car or the coolest shoes. What you need is my love. You need my comfort.
Yeah.
And so the song Hold Me, it honestly came out of a place where I was just insecure. When I was uncomfortable with where my life was going, and I felt like God wasn't moving fast enough. But then when he just told me, he was like, no, I'm going to make things happen when I want them to happen, and I want you to sing that song to me. That's where Hold Me came from.
I'm sure that's of an enormous help for perspective in your business. I mean, for all the love and the fame that you get through it, it can also be quite a lonely business as well.
Yeah, and I'm totally like an open book with everything in my life, and it's one of those things where I mean, I'm 20, I'm not trying to get married tomorrow, but I hope that it can connect with people that don't sing for a living, you know, even for people who just have crazy schedules or for people that are insecure about other things. It's like, no matter what you're feeling in your life, if you're feeling like, God, I need you to send me my happily ever after, or God, I need you to help me get this degree, or God, I need this job, God, I need this best friend, I need this boyfriend, like, God is saying, those things are cool, but ultimately, I'm the only one that's going to fill that void in your heart. I'm the only one that's going to give you that comfort that you need. Of course, I didn't think anyone would be able to relate to it, but I hope that Hold Me is relatable, and I hope people can connect with it on different levels.
On Open House, we're with Jamie Grace, singer-songwriter from the United States. Jamie, it might sound like that you had this dream ride into the music industry, but as I said, you had your own struggles personally after finding out at the age of 11 that you had Tourette's syndrome. It's probably helpful initially if you could explain exactly what that is and precisely how it impacts on you.
Yeah, so basically what Tourette's syndrome is, it's a neurological condition. That means that basically it just means it's a brain condition that causes you to make movements and sounds that you can't control. So it's kind of like a complex twitch disorder. And I also have ADHD, OCD, and anxiety. OCD is like an obsessive compulsive disorder. If you've ever seen the TV show Monk,
yes.
I've never actually seen it, but I've heard that it's very similar. ADHD is just kind of a hyperactivity thing, and anxiety is just having a hard time with, like, stressing out a lot. So I was diagnosed with all of that when I was 11, and I was pretty upset about it, that you have all these conditions and there's no cure, but you can try a bunch of medicines. That's just not really what you want to hear as a kid. And finding out that you're going to look different from all your friends, sound different from all your friends, and there's nothing you can do. And so my whole life, like, I've always loved singing. My biggest thing as a little girl was the gymnastics. When I got sick, I had to quit, and I was just so defeated because that was my dream, you know. I knew that God gave you gifts, and I knew that God had a purpose for everyone's life, and I thought my purpose was to be a gymnast. And so when I got sick and I had to quit, I was like, okay, God, you just took my biggest dream away from me. Like, do you even love me anymore? I just went through probably ages 11 to 14, 13, 14, of just being confused, being angry at God, being mad at him, and being frustrated because I felt like my whole life I tried so hard to use the talents that God had given me for his glory, and then now I felt like he just took it all away. And that was really tough for me, but also for my family. My parents are both pastors, and I know that it was tough for them to see me go through that, and my sister as well, but they never lost faith, and they never lost hope, and they always, every day, told me that I was beautiful and that God still had a plan, even if I didn't know what it was yet. Then a couple years later, when I was about 13, 14 years old, I remember reading the verse, Psalm 30, verse 5, that says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." It's a verse that I heard as a song in my church, and it's one that I just realized, you know, life is not going to be perfect, but I don't have to go through it alone, because I might be crying right now, but God's joy is still going to come. And God's joy is never going to leave. It's been here all along. I just have to accept it. I literally just, like, woke up, just all of a sudden was like, okay, well, I want to encourage other people that are going through a hard time. And I want to sing songs to make people smile. And I want to play my drums and just uplift people's spirits. And I started playing drums and guitar and writing songs. And I never really went back to gymnastics because, you know, once you're out of gymnastics for 4 years, it's kind of hard to go back. I realized that even more than gymnastics, I love to sing, and I found a whole new gift that God had given me. So you never know what God is working on, you know. So just hang on and surround yourself by godly people that are older than you, that are wiser than you, and that have already been through life, you know, whether it's your parents, your older siblings, or the old lady at church, you know.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with those kind of people with that kind of wisdom that will encourage you even through the storm, because at the end of it, you never know what God is up to.
Jamie, it sounds in a way neat for you to go through that kind of valley in your life and then emerge with that kind of perspective, and then you become famous and successful. Is it that neat? Because there'd be people who would struggle for much longer or would not be so famous but still have a deep connection to God.
I think it can maybe seem a little bit like, looking at my story, it might seem, you know, oh, well, you know, now everything's great because she sings songs about this, and
yes,
she works with Toby Mac and those kinds of things. But God has a completely different story for everyone. You know, it says in the Bible, when it's explaining the different spiritual gifts, it says that he's given everyone different gifts, everyone different talents, and different ways to use them. The being, I guess, like a public figure or whatnot, you know, that sings songs on the radio and stuff like that, I couldn't do it what I do right now on my own. Ultimately, it's God fueling this. It's God doing all this. I couldn't do what I do without the people around me that you never see their faces and that kind of thing. I don't think that life is ever going to be perfect, and I don't think it's ever going to be completely simple. It's still pretty annoying going through the Tourette syndrome, and there's still mornings where I wake up and I'm a 20-year-old girl, and there's moments where I look in the mirror and I'm just like, oh my gosh, where's my makeup? Because I look a mess, you know? And I'm just like, God, what is going on? I don't feel beautiful. I don't feel like your daughter. I don't feel like I have a plan. There's times where if one of my songs doesn't do that great on radio, or if I walk off stage and I feel like I did a bad job, or if I read a review that says I did an awful job, there's moments in my life still where I'm just like, God, I need you to keep reminding me that you're my father, and that you have your arms around me, and that you're protecting me. And I think that goes for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
We're all going to have, you know, daily struggles and things that seem like they're bigger than life that are weighing us down. But God is always going to be bigger than all of those things. So I think we just have to hang on to his promise and just know that there's a plan and there's a purpose. And just bloom where you're planted, you know. Wherever God has you at that moment, you let him use you there, because he can do really big things, and he's definitely going to use you.
Does it sometimes strike you as bizarre or amusing, funny or strange that God, for all the businesses that he could have chosen for you, has chosen show business to put you out there so publicly and so vulnerably at times.
Well, yeah, it's definitely funny to me when I think about the 12-year-old girl that I was when I would hide in my room for 3 or 4 days at a time. My mom would bring me food, and then I'd crawl out of my room to, like, go take a shower, and then I'd go back and just sleep all day long. And now I'm standing on stage, and there's, like, 11-year-olds, like, waiting to hear what I'm going to say. I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, if you tell me 8 years ago, you guys would all think I was, like, some crazy person hiding in the basement. Like,
yeah.
It's insane. But it's also one of those things where I think about how big God is and that he created the earth, you know, the skies and the trees and the waters and the mountains, and he created all those things, and he created me as well. And to know that everyone on here on this earth has a purpose, and that he has a plan for everyone, and that everyone has gifts, in a way, I almost don't know if I can be surprised. To know that I serve a big God, and to know that I've been asking that big God to show me what my purpose is, and then for him to bless me with this and to allow me to do this, I almost just kind of stand back and giggle, and I'm like, I mean, if he told me tomorrow, hey, Jamie, I need you to go work at the Children's Hospital for the next 10 years, I'd be like, okay, hold me with fun, see you later, pass the baton, and just do whatever he has up his sleeve.
Best perspective that you could possibly have. I mentioned before that you were studying children's ministry on the way through.
Yes.
What's that about, Jamie? Where might that take you?
I've become an old lady in the past few months. I recently graduated from university in May, and so I got a degree, a bachelor's in child and youth development and children's ministry. And that was a huge blessing, a huge, just kind of a hurdle in a way to finish school. It was really tough. I had, do have learning disabilities, so that was really difficult to go to university, but something that I wanted to do, and I prayed that God would have walked me through it. But I kind of wanted to study something that I loved. I love working with kids, and I love sharing my heart, but not as much as I love hearing theirs. And so when I was about 14 and I was going through that phase of wanting to share God's love and share his joy, I decided I would also become a motivational speaker. So my degree has helped me a lot with speaking at children's conferences, youth conferences, high schools, and teen events and that kind of thing, just really connecting with young people on a deeper level. It's really helped me with that. And I teach at my church. Oh, I taught at my church for 4 years full-time. Now with my schedule, I don't really get to as much, but I just love working with young people. And when I play my shows, there's a lot of kids there, so
great stuff.
It's cool.
Well, with your schedule, is there a visit to Australia planned at any stage, or is that on the cards?
Okay, my sister said something the other day. She was like, yeah, because you're going to Australia. And then I was like, wait. And she was like, wait, I wasn't supposed to tell you yet.
Oh.
And I was like, hold on. I was like, you need to tell me. Because I know when I do come, I'm pretty sure my whole family, like my parents, my sister, and her husband will all come. So I think nobody will tell me anything yet. Because I think they know once I know, I'll start telling people, which I just did.
Tell them you have rights.
Exactly. What part of Australia do I need to come to?
Oh, all of it. The outback, the coast, the top, the bottom, it's just all brilliant. You would love it, and so would your family, I promise. Down under.
Where in Australia are the biggest Australian accents?
Probably outback.
I'm going to need to go there.
Yeah. You'll have a great time. And I'm sure Australia will enjoy you. Can I just ask you this to finish? What some people would see as a hindrance in your life certainly appears to have strengthened you and equipped you for what you're doing. What do we learn about that, Jamie, in your view, about life, about God?
I can't lie. Having Tourette syndrome, there's days, weeks, and sometimes even now where I just want to punch Tourette syndrome in the face. I get so mad, you know. There's even times now where I'm just like, I'm tired of being different. I want to be like everyone else. But everybody in life is going to have different stuff that they're going to struggle with and that they're going to go through. But in the end, you have two options, you know. You can either choose to let that defeat you, or you can choose to let it sharpen you. And for me, I spent years letting Tourette syndrome defeat me, kind of left me in my bed for about a year, just with the pain and stuff like that. But when I started hitting like 14, 15, I was just like, you know what, this is tough, but I don't want to spend my whole life frowning. I want to start smiling again. I want to find that joy. And so even when Tourette is tough, I just find the things that I know are going to make it better. I'll go and play my drums, and then I'll start feeling much better. So I just have to try to find the things that make it better. And even if I can't fix it, I mean, it's not a curable, disorder. There's no cure for it. I can't take my Tourette away with the snap of my finger, but I know God's just a prayer away.
Yeah.
And so I'll just go to the one that's bigger than Tourette syndrome in the first place.
I reckon you could call your snare drum Tourette's. give it a whack.
Oh, that would be awesome. Why haven't I thought of that?
From today on. Joey, it's been such a treat to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time. We might end our conversation by playing that former number one song on the US Christian charts, Hold Me, for all that it says. Thank you so much indeed for joining us on Open House.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you.
And this is Jamie Grace and Hold Me.
I've had a long day, I just wanna relax. Don't have time for my friends, no time to chit-chat. Problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. Your arms will always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Calm the tidal wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. Your arms will always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. You've done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Oh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. The way you hold me by my side, you'll always be, you make each and every day oh so special. I love the way you hold me in your arms, will always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.